I've took quite a bit for the last week. You know, it's been a long week for us, travelling up to Bucky. You know, a long journey, good result coming down, playing a team in the top six on Tuesday night in the Premier League, and pushing them right to the last kick of the ball. And then coming here today, it's a big task for us, being a part-time team. But my boys were fantastic today. Fantastic.
Did you think it wasn't going to go your way? Dunfermline were one up, had a few chances, and then you kind of built your way back into the game?
Yeah, Dunfermline could have, at the beginning of the second half, could have put the game to bed, or went 2-0 up, made it even more difficult for us. But my keeper had, I think, three saves at one time. But I think you've seen second half that we can be a good team. You know, I thought second half we were excellent. You know, some of the play, considering the week we've had, you know, and I've got boys on there just coming back for holiday, some coming back for honeymoon. You know, we're a part-time team. It's been tough for us. The League Cup is tough for part-time teams, you know. But I'm just delighted for them for the effort they put in, you know, to get the win on the penalties, you know. But we'll have absolutely no bearing next week. No, there'll be different players, there might be different systems, you know, a completely different game. So, you know, it's nice to walk away here tonight with the extra point.
It does give you the belief that you can come here and get a result.
I believe we can go any place and get a result in this league. You know, I think football's like that. If you don't believe in yourself, then how can you expect anybody else to believe in you? You know, have a bit of belief, but don't be arrogant about it. Don't be blasé. Be humble. But you need to have a wee bit of belief about yourself and about your teammate. And that's what I try to install them in there. I think we're a good team. I think we'll get better. I've got a few injuries. I've still got a couple of boys on holiday. So, you know, the place is up for grabs, but the ones that are playing just now are doing okay.
You mentioned the triple save from Jay Hogarth, but his performance overall was great, I thought.
Very, very good. He was only 19 the other day, the lad. He's only been playing lower league football with Rangers B team. Mm-hmm. But MD knows me, knows I think if you're good enough, you're old enough. Doesn't matter to me the age. You know, I've got a young lad coming on there today, he's only just turned 18. I've got some experienced players, but I've got a lot of young players, you know. And they're in there because they train properly, and they're half decent, but they will get better.
Will that give them that extra wee boost today to come here and play as well as that on a pitch like that, when the crowd maybe against them? It could have gone against them if they'd lost another goal, but they played their way back in.
I don't think there was a lot in it first half, you know. I thought Dunfermline scored and had another chance. We had a chance with McIver, so I just say to them at half time, go and believe in yourselves. These are a good team. But I expect us to get better. I expect a better performance next week. You know, I really do. Because we'll go and work at the things that we felt let us down a wee bit today. So I expect us to be better next week. And I'm sure James will expect that at Dunfermline as well. And that's our job.
Thanks, we'll speak next week.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.